It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong, and now for today's top stories. It was pandemonium in Pandora Comics today as Halo superhero Big Bruiser, a whale usually known for his ability to grow and shrink, nearly beat the snot out of a villainous mutant blind naked mole rat, Lord, known as Lord Earthen. Big Bruiser, with teammates Shadow Claw and Malaika, claimed to be under the influence of a semi-sentient artifact which had been the source of half of Lord Earthen's powers. Lord Earthen is said to be in good condition after the battle, despite blasting his own clothes off while unleashing his terra-kinetic powers. It is believed that Lord Earthen would have died of embarrassment had he not already been a naked mole rat and therefore used to it. Regarding the arrest of the evil mole rat who had overthrown the subterranean kingdom, the Queen requested that before Earthen was turned over to the authorities, Big Bruiser go ahead and beat the snot out of him anyway. Meanwhile, the standoff in the hangar of the supernova at the mutant whale colony of Atlantis continues. Supervillain, monster, and gestalt entity Prion is demanding the return of his original host, Dr. Gladsnout. Prion insists that if Gladsnout is not returned over to him, he will destroy his current host, a mutant dolphin known as Chimer. While gelatinous aliens currently at the scene have proven helpful in destroying other incarnations of Prion, both the aliens and the superheroes are afraid to move for Chimer's sake. There's a festive mood in the air at Castle Horsetooth as the first annual gardening competition gets underway. The competition is for horses only, with entries ranging from roses to posies. Early speculation places the bitter rivals Yzma and Briarwood as the two front runners. Meanwhile, additional reports of knights in the castle falling ill continue to pour in. The Archduke was said to be somewhat upset with the knight's poor timing. In room for one more, odd things are afoot at Critter County Community College. Students are drinking milk by the gallon. Surrounding stores are selling out of milk. Local dairy cows, while not complaining about the commissions they are receiving, are being concerned about the health effects of giving milk until their glands implode. One dairy cow was quoted as saying,
"I just can't take it anymore!"
Edge of Reason star Fats the Lizard is continuing to deny involvement in a power outage which has been traced to an area just outside his home. Fats insists that the outage was caused not, as suspected, by an over-amorous computer which contracted the I Love You virus, but by an elephant who attempted to perch on the power line. "He thinks he's a sparrow in an elephant's body," said Fats, who refused to clarify further. Anders the Tamandua, a student at Webcomic University, is said to be in good condition today after being assaulted by a colony of ants. Anders claimed that he was assigned to prey on the ants as part of his comedy predation assignment, but he was unaware of the ants' ability to join their bodies together to form a working tomahawk. And now, a word from somebody we wish was our sponsor but isn't.
You got the munch, the crisp and the crunch, living in the gutter with grandma. When coach puts you in, you gotta go for the win. Y2K turned out all right. Splounge! You can do it. Splounge! Crunchy, chew it. Who's got the money?
In Tommy and PJ, the rogue sentryoid known as Orion the Hunter continues to elude police, orbit guard troops, and galaxy patrol. Orion is best known for his unusual MO, which is to transform a group of sentient beings into animals before hunting them down and making rugs out of them. In the same location, a sudden surge in traffic on the galactic internet disrupted communications in the city of Metron. The disruption was momentary and communications have already returned normal. A minor skirmish at St. Fred's Cathedral and Monastery resulted in the expulsion of several very angry demons. One of the demons was quoted as saying,
"We were only trying to sow discord and strife. That's our job, after all. You wouldn't want somebody throwing you out of the place where you work just for doing your job, would you? All we did was kidnap a nun and put a conniving devil worshiper in her place in an attempt to ruin a few lives. So what's the big deal?"
Among the demons expelled were prejudice, apathy, gossip, and discord. Prejudice declined to be interviewed. Apathy agreed to be interviewed, but wouldn't say anything. Gossip wouldn't shut up.
"This just in from night shift. The noses of Australian blue healers have been determined to not be made of licorice, despite all appearances to the contrary. England's fog and thick smog officer Ned Seagoon was taken to a mental institution today after informing Parliament that the statues of London were conspiring against him in an attempt to thwart his experiments. Seagoon had hoped to extinguish fog in London through a process he referred to as hot air. His allegation that the statues were manufacturing fog abroad and importing it into England were described by Parliament as
absolute rubbish.
Claims that the statues of London were conspiring against Seagoon were similarly dismissed by the statue of Horatio Nelson.
Still no word on the disappearance of a snuckle from the 1-0 National Zoo. The snuckle is believed to have been abducted by members of Team Gerbil, a fanatical cult dedicated to the worship of the titan Achikan, who reportedly took it with them to Gold Island. In pursuit of the missing snuckle are extra-dimensional traveler Jinky Ogio and naturalist Taji Sato.
You're thinking of naturist. That's a kind of scientist. Yeah. He wears clothes. Naturalist.
Naturalist Taji Sato. Both accomplished magical trainers.
And now for the weather, with guest weatherman Rashad the Excitable.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing out there? This is Rashad the Excitable with the weather. We got cold front moving in over here and a warm front moving in over here, and they're going to kind of mix it up, and I don't know what they're going to do because they can't decide. They're on opposite sides. One's cold, the other's warm. I don't know what's going to happen. It's anybody's guess. We got some rain coming in over here, and we got some sun over here, and it's going to snow way up here, and you people can't see this map, can you? No, this is on the radio. Well, y'all, look up in the sky, and you're gonna find out what it's gonna do. Okay? Cause eventually it's gonna do it. Okay? Back to the news.
Panic was the order of the day in the dimension of the Tiaroon, as a horde of Tetranids swooped in and began devouring innocent citizens. The Tiaroon managed to turn back the ravenous beast with the help of Ambassador Zaro from Otter Island and his entourage. It isn't quite known yet how the ambassador managed to accomplish this task, but witnesses say it involved a lot of syringes and what looked like a jug of fluva juice. The ambassador is to be publicly honored by the Tiaroon president later today for helping to avert what could have developed into a manifold crisis. Orwell's gas station is feeling the crunch as gas prices continue to soar. Employees have been forced to take pay cuts in order to assure continued employment. Mr. Orwell handled the pay cuts personally, having traveled from corporate HQ to rural Nebraska in his solid gold Harrier jet.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman Hitch and McGetalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the deep things.
Oh,